is where 2 million Americans get their automotive information daily. Our Auto Expert.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Nick Miles along with Automatic Andy, and you are listening to us live from the Our Auto Expert headquarters in an undisclosed location in a bat cave underground with all our very special cars. Nissan sent me the new Nissan Z. They dropped the numbers in front of the Nissan Z, so they sent me the new Nissan Z. Used to be the 300, so the 200, the was it the 240 was the first number I remember, and then the 250 and the 270, the 300, 350, 370, something like that. And this was initially supposed to be the Z, the 400Z, but they dropped the numbers because they thought it would just, it's just the Z, right? The truth is, it's just the Z. That's the numbers, the Z. And the Z car, they had a lot riding on this vehicle. I have to say, they kind of nailed it too. They did a really, really good job of this vehicle. High horsepower, great drive, sounds really good. I may favor buying the BMW M2 over the new Z, but they just did a good job with it. And the colors, they went for very traditional colors in this vehicle, you know, an orange yellow color, the blue, the red, very traditionals, but the colors really, really pop. And that's an interesting thing to talk about, colors of vehicles, because there are some really, really hot colors out this year. The BMW team came up with the frosted colors a few years ago, and you and I may know those colors as matte colors. They're this sort of, they are, they do look like frosted colors. They look like a car that is covered in frost in a sense too. And it sort of takes this sparkly gloss color and gives it this frosted finish. Now, originally when they came out with those colors and other car companies, you had to sign a thing saying you couldn't put the car through a car wash. And I think most companies have resolved that problem now, that you actually can take those frosted colors and you can take them through, or those matte colors, and you can take them through a car wash. But it's always recommended to car wash your cars by hand. Because a car wash, even though they tell you it doesn't do any damage whatsoever, it does kind of wear and tear the paint and scratch it, even if it's a special car wash. Washing them with the right equipment, getting in the wheels, getting them properly cleaned, using the wool and the chamois and the whole works to dry them off, and then waxing your vehicle properly actually keeps the paint in so much better condition. So that's just a recommendation. Always make sure you do that for your car. Plus, when the rain hits it and the dirt hits it, if you've waxed your car properly with a good quality material, when you hose it off, the dirt comes off much easier. That's if you're driving it in bad weather. There are plenty of cars that you're not, you don't have to drive in bad weather. But these colors, including the frosted colors, are great. But BMW came out with this new color on the M2 this year called Zandvoort Blue. And Zandvoort Blue is this sort of, you may know it more as a robin's egg color, but it's kind of got a more sparkle to it. It's brighter, it's more blue, it's more sky blue than robin's egg blue. But it's that kind of color. It comes from the same palette factory, or the palette, the same palette color, I should say, as the robin's egg color. But it's this sort of beautiful blue. It's this crisp color. It makes you, when you look at the car, you just feel so much better, and it's so much more sparkly. And I love that. Plus, if you've ever seen any of the Toyota vehicles this year, they've come up with this amazing lava orange color. And bright is not the word. Like, this thing is bright, like burn your eyes bright. But it's a cool color. But the thing with these colors is, how do they age? I look at colors and go, wow, how do these age over time? Do you remember when Kia came out with the Soul and it was in that alien green color? That alien green color was great when it first came out. But now I see those cars, what was that, 2008, 2009? And I look at them and go, ugh, that color's awful. So colors are something you've got to be very careful with in cars, because they age, if the color's like very different, they age incredibly differently. You know who does really good colors? BMW, of course, do amazing colors right now. And out of all the German manufacturers, I think they're the only ones that are really stepping forward. You know, Mercedes and Audi colors are nice, but they occasionally do some bright, expressive colors. But a lot of times, they still are 50 shades of gray. Yeah, it's not a book. It's not a movie. It's actually the color palette from Audi. That's always my inside joke. But who's doing great colors this year includes BMW, amazing color palette, Mini. They have this color it's not one of my favorites at Mini, but it's one of the customers' favorites. And that's that I don't know what you call it, the official name for it is the yellow color. And it's the most sought after. It's kind of like a highlighter color. It's the most sought after color that they have in the palette. More people want that in color than any other color. And by the way, when we talk about colors, I don't count what 60% of the cars are in the United States, because that is black, white, silver, and gray. Because technically black and white are not colors. I don't know if you knew this, but black is the absence of light and white is full light. So they're not technically colors if you talk about how they resonance on the scientific scale, what wavelength they actually have. It's either full light or no light at all to make black and full light to make white. And then grays are just a different variation on that scale. When I talk about colors, I mean blues, reds, greens, yellows, those primary colors that we all know, and then the mixtures of those going to purples. So blue was very popular 2 years ago, 2021. Blue was a color that a lot of people had. It's not as popular now as it used to be. What is popular now is these rose-colored gold, this sort of pinky red, pinky gold color, pinky bronze color. Lexus, with their new RX, have a really nice rose gold color. And a lot of people doing those rose gold color trim levels as well. So they'll do those on the wheels or part of the body trim, those rose gold colors, which are interesting. But who's doing really bright, amazing colors? Well, Dodge, holy cow, I think they have a color called snot green, which, I mean, it sums up so many things. What is snot green? Well, you have to go look it up. Snot green, weird color. I'm not sure I'd want my car to be snot green, but they also have a lot of very, very cool colors. They're very bright colors. If you're going to own a Dodge Charger or Challenger, and it's, of course, the last of the V8s, they're very bright colors. And you know what? Even in their concept cars, Dodge have had amazing colors. And who else has amazing colors? Jeep, especially on the Wranglers. Jeep have that same sort of yellow, that bright highlighter yellow that you'll see on many Minis. That's available on a Jeep right now. And the color palette of Jeeps are very bright. One of the hottest colors right now is that purple color. Greens are coming back in again this year. So Army Green was something that they did on Toyota products about 2 or 3 years ago. There's an Army Green style color now on Jeeps, of course, because they took everybody to the front lines of the First World War. That's a super, super hot color. I should ask Andy, what's your favorite color? If you were to choose any color for a car that didn't include black, white, silver, or gray, what would your favorite color choice be?
I'll tell you right now.
What is it?
Money green, baby.
Money green?
Money green.
Ah, you should have your own rap label.
With different variants of green and sparkles in it, so you can just see how expensive it is.
Expensive?
Yeah.
With probably gold wheels and gold trim, right?
Yeah, and I want the spokes out. I want the 24-karat gold spokes out, so that way you don't drive too close to me and get away from me.
Yeah, then no one would ever see you coming.
Not at all.
You'd probably have a personalized license plate, wouldn't you?
It would say...
Gravy one? Gravy one?
It would say gravy one. Yeah, it would.
Gravy one. That would be it.
I'd be dripping down the street.
What color cars do I have around? I have my BMW i7 is like a silver.
It's a beautiful silver gray.
And I have my Wrangler is red and white.
Your Mustang's pearly white.
My Mustang is tri-coat star white.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Star white. Of course it would be. All right, more Our Auto Expert on the way. Stand by. Here we go.
More of Our Auto Expert with Nick Miles is coming up.